Hey, what's going on, guys? So, I'm here in the office. I'm about to make me a classic rant video. Once again, I just woke up. And I'm going to be speaking slowly, loudly, but more clearly, because I'm on my flip phone. I'm on my old beat-up flip phone, so I'm just going to make a little adjustments in the lab. I'm going to be taking my time, because I can make a longer video, because the video is not going to take as much memory, because it's slower quality. Anyway, I'm here to talk about what's wrong with my people. Now, so you guys know I'm black. I'm black, fortunately. Just kidding. And I want to talk about the things that are wrong with us, black people. And I want to talk about the things that specifically are killing us in the spirit and physically. And the first thing I want to talk about is rap. The rap game was our safe haven. The rap game was our way out of the hood. Being in the ghetto created creativity for us. It did, because there was nothing to do. Nothing but war, blood, and creativity and desperation. But one of the things that the rap industry gave us was a contract of blood and death. If you look at how rap started, it was positive. Well, no one cared about it until it got negative. And that's when we should have bailed out. NWA, you know, Curtis Blow, all these, the old school rappers and stuff. When it got negative, that's when we should have said, hey, this isn't good for our community. But it was a way to express ourselves. Those that became rappers, it was all vainglory. All right, it was all vainglory. And it should have never happened. We should have never took it this far. Like, when you look at Dr. Dre and Ice Cube, what have they done for the black community to really permanently help us and to permanently help us in a way that causes us to not rap anymore? The answer is, the typical answer is that they didn't do crap. They made their money and they left. That's what happens with every rapper. They make their money and they leave and they never come back, quote unquote. And it creates an illusion for black men. It creates an illusion for black men. It creates a fantasy for black men. And it breeds nothing but destruction. That's all it is. It's just a dead-end road. You curse your way to the top. You make your money. You sell your soul. And then what? That's it. That's all rap is. You degrade your women. You degrade yourself. You degrade your fellow man, your brother, quote-unquote. And, you know, that's pretty much it. That's pretty much it. You make your money. Then you have to pay for all that in the spirit realm. You gotta pay for all that. And that's something that I think a lot of black people don't realize. We're kind of stupid in that area. Or ignorant. So, second thing I want to talk about is health. Our health is our wealth. We are very inflamed. Alright? I'm not gonna... Hold on to things that we shouldn't, like Kool-Aid, and chicken, and watermelon. We be holding on to stuff, alright? I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. I've been black for 36 years. You're not going to fool me. We hold on to the worst food because it's tradition, or it's what makes us us. Look, black people, I'm telling you this right now. Chitlins is not us. Chitlins, hog intestines, slavery food, that was force-fed to us. Now, we have to get out of that, all right? We have to get out of that. All we do is sit here and eat the same stuff that's killing us. Like, for the people who don't know, there's a movie called Soul Food, all right? And it came out, like, in 95, 96. I was a little guy. I was probably 5 years old when it came out. It's been over 30 years. Soul Food was basically about a grandmother, a big, humongous grandmother, who fed who fed their grandchildren pig lard, pig intestines, pig lard, chitlins, ham hock, high saltine foods to express their love. She ended up getting sick. She was diabetic. She didn't take her medicine. She ended up getting sick. And they cut off both her legs. Then she died. That's it. Do you want to know what happened? The kids got together and ate soul food in memory of their grandmother. No one went on a diet. No one had a family meeting and said, we got to stop this, man. All right. Big mama gone. We got to stop this. No one changed their diet. And that's the end of the movie. It was a big black movie. It was a big movie. All right. It was a big movie that made a lot of money that really related to a lot of black families in America. And I didn't really get it until, like, I was older. I was like, wait a minute. So this big grandmother is diabetic already in the beginning of the film, fed her family pig lard and intestines and chitlins and slavery food to express her love. She gets sick. Both her legs got cut off. Then she dies. Then the children eat the same thing that's killing them. A lot of black people's problems is like MKUltra. That's my personal opinion. I really believe that we've been brainwashed to a very bad degree. And I believe that we've been taught and force-fed and broken down mentally by TV to believe that, you know, slavery food is good for us, to believe that, you know, you're not black unless you eat black-eyed peas. Shut up. I don't want to hear that. I've been hearing that my whole life. Telling me that I'm not black because of how I talk or because of my dialect or because I can speak properly, that I am not black. Well, you know what? Screw you niggers. I've outlived a lot of people because I changed my diet. I was close to 500 pounds at one point in my life. About 6-7 years ago, I was close to 500 pounds. You want to know what I did? I changed my diet. Got weight loss surgery. I changed my diet. Now I'm down like 150 pounds around that area, give or take. This year, I've lost about 60 pounds. You want to know why? Through hard work and saying no, and studying, and sitting down and being humble. And now I'm probably going to go into 2025 under 300 pounds for the first time in my adult life. A lot of black people can't say that. They just keep on eating. All right, next topic, money. Guys, we are crappy with money. We're bad with money. And you know what? We have not been taught to take care of ourselves. We haven't been taught to take care of ourselves. We haven't been taught to take care of our money. And all we do is spend. We are the biggest spenders in America. We have the biggest spending power. But we spend it on crap. We spend it on crap. And we spend it on things that are not that great. All right, we just do. Spend it all on Jordans, TVs, rims. I've seen it. I've seen it in my own family. Things we can't really afford. Things don't really help us. We need to stop that. We need to be like the Jews and start reinvesting into our future. Children. Dang it. We gotta start doing something, because this obviously isn't working. People who make chrome rims and jewelry, they're not even black. They're from another. They're like Israelis. So we're funding the Israelis' families to send their children to good schools, but we won't send our own children to good schools. So we are trying to oppress people that don't care about this. They want to kill us. I've seen that too. About to lose our mama's house, about to lose our grandmother's house, refinancing our broken down, beat down house in the hood by a white man, and going on these crappy vacations outside the state, thinking we really making it, and then we don't pay our bills. I've seen it. I've seen it in our community, and it's a shame. We're just not talking about generational wealth, and we're behind about 30 or 50 years anyway when it comes to money. Look, start saving, Don't blow your check. Each week, before you get your check, sit down and write a list of who you owe and who you don't owe. And then the difference, set aside for something. I made a video about this last week, how I saved like $1,000. Now, I had to spend it on bills, but I had the money. That was a big deal. That was a big deal for me. And it's a big deal for a lot of black people to have money in the account. Like real money, like 15, 2 grand. If we just stop buying stupid crap, maybe we will go somewhere. Next topic, names. Cause I ain't got all day. Names. Look. Our names carry weight in this world. They do. They can either curse us or make us. Now, my actual name, I'm not going to say my actual name, but my actual name is really nice. It's a nice name. And my parents, I talked to my parents when I got older and said, hey, look, did you guys ever like think about how my name would like impact my life? And he said, of course we did. And my parents went on to say that when we thought of your name, we didn't want it to be black sounding because that affects job opportunities for you later on in life. We didn't want that for you. We didn't want that unfair disadvantage on you. And you know, we actually talked about it. And come to find out, about 22 years ago, there was a news story on how companies actually gauge your chance of getting a promotion, a chance of getting hired at a job based on your name. And a lot of black applicants, they throw their resumes away in the trash because they have black sounding names. Kyrie, Khalil, Tyrone, Quantavious, O'Shea. No, it's wrong. It's wrong, but it's the reality in this world. And I'm sorry. As black people, we got to start thinking about what our names will inherit by other cultures. Everyone's watching us. Everyone's watching everyone. Don't give them a black-sounding name. Because first of all, it's hard to spell for the white teachers because you know the teacher's going to be white. Second of all, it just puts a mark on them, a spirit mark. It destroys the opportunity. There was one black lady that had a black sounding name. I think her name was Aquisha. She changed her name to like Michelle. She got job offers that the very same week. And she got a job. She got a job. It was sad. I gotta admit, it was sad. But it was the truth. Don't give your black boys and girls these African ghetto names. It's not going to help them. And then you wonder why they're going around doing crime and stuff because they can't get nowhere. Okay, last topic, religion. I have to go. So, religion. Religion is a stronghold on us. It's a stronghold. It's, this one, I actually save it last. Religion is, it's treated us very poorly in the black community. And it's, once again, I think it's brainwashing. Once again, I think it's MKUltra. We have given so much to the church, and the church has given nothing back. And I've seen this in my personal life. There has been churches in bad areas that has been given millions of dollars, okay? And they don't even improve their doorknob. The doorknob's still broke. The community is still busted. And then us black folks give them our last first of the month. It's the first of the month. The check's coming in. You know what we're going to blow that check on? Sowing the seed. This Sunday, and the church is going to make a bunch of money, and they're not going to give nothing back. We got to stop being so naive and gullible. I used to be that way. And I think that a lot of the time, us black people are hoping for someone to save us. No one's coming to save you, black people. Dear black people, no one's coming to save you, and no one cares about you. You got to get your crap together by your own bootstraps. That's what I did. I got up. I worked hard. Got me a second job. Working 70-hour weeks. I learned financial literacy. I used YouTube as a classroom. I started looking up James Ramsey and looked up what things were. What's the interest rate? What is this? What is that? What is an approval rating? I started to learn and I sat down and I focused and I humbled myself. And I got up out of the things that I put myself in. And if we did that as a people, we wouldn't be so crushed. We wouldn't be asking for help and bartering. I'm sorry. A lot of the things that black people have done, we've done to ourselves. Now, there are some things that were put on us. I'll give us that. So in the beginning, hey, we were minding our own business. But this generation, there's no excuse. You have a 4% chance. A 4% chance to be born in America. You got the lottery. You got the lottery ticket. You're born in America. Now, do something. This is the greatest country in the world, quote unquote. Number one, and you still chronically poor, still welfare queens, losing your house. Everyone but you is working in your hood, selling you barbecue packets, selling you chicken and black-eyed peas. While you're sitting here being inflamed and your body has organ failure, you won't work. Then you won't have nothing in 20 years. Then you won't make it to 20 years. The average black man dies at like 55 now. Or what was 20 years ago? That's like 53. It's a mess. And I'm sorry. I gave up on my people in 2001 when I was 13. I just said, look, it's 2001. This is before 9/11. Like that summer. I was like, look, if all we do is ride chrome rims, curse, get drunk, get high, and recite our favorite rap lyrics, but we don't read the Bible, but then we go to church and act like we're holier than thou and cursing up a storm the next day, then there's really no point in saving us. And it's been like 23 years. It's been 23 years now since I gave up on black people, and we're still in the same spot. And we actually a lot worse. 2001, we were actually better. We actually had some fighting chance. Now we really just, I don't know. But that's all I wanted to say. I just wanted to do a little rant about what's wrong with my people. So hopefully you guys are doing good today. I have to go to my second job. I have to open up the store. And that's it. Okay, bye guys.